Wyler Show is on the air.
I would like you to stop laughing and listen.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I have two tickets to the 48th annual Upstate Boat Show. If you are a boat enthusiast, let's just see how much of an enthusiast you are. First phone call right now. Call Zach. We'll get those tickets. Two to the boat show over in Greenville. 40th annual SC Boat Show. You hear us advertising right here. So call Zach. Very first two tickets. 654-7627. I know you're boating enthusiasts. I know you got to get that out there. I want to tell you about our friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. I learn more things from going over to Trail maybe twice a year, maybe three times a year, not enough. And this past time, we talked about the difference in delivery methods and why it works. You know, if you're on a building committee, if you're on a board, this works because you have that direct contact and you have that... The design build works for you because it's really like guaranteed pricing. And so, you know, that when it comes about, design build truly works because it's just so much easier on the front end of it. And you're going to get your building on time. That's going to make you look like a genius if you're on a board. And then it's going to be done on budget. That's going to make you look even more like a genius. And so there's nothing worse. The reason that people don't want to be on building committees is because you're the person they point the finger at in the church or wherever saying, hey, man, why are we over budget? Why are we late? When you go with Trail, those things don't happen. So it's perfect for that. And then finally, I talked about this one day last week, and I want to reiterate this again. Listen to Neil Workman talk about it, how he doesn't see buildings, he sees relationships. And like when a building is finished, he never thinks back about the building. He thinks back to the people that were involved in the process and things that happened in his life or their lives or the relationships he has out of it or the things he learned about the people there. And that's another perfect example of what Trail is. They don't build single-family homes. If you wanted to build anything else for you, call them today, 800-319-7006. Let them show you why a single-source delivery is the way to go about it, why design build. A lot of you might be building something, don't even understand what design build is. I hope you do a little more now. Why it's just so much better. It's our friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. It's Reaction Monday. We do have a winner in our contest there. Not contest, our boat enthusiasts. Who won for us?
Miss Jerry Mann has won these tickets.
Miss. Yeah. Congratulations. So that's very good. Let's get Leon in Anderson, Northland Communication. Phone line 654 Roy. Good morning, Leon. How you doing?
Hey, Mick, how you doing this morning?
Man, I'm great. I hope you are, too.
Well, I just had to talk a little bit about that game yesterday and Zion and a few other things. But
All right. First
of all, you know, we all knew it was going to be some jacked-up calls in that Jacksonville Patriots game. I mean, it had to be, you know.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. And to be honest with you, I didn't see the first – quarter and a half because I was out of town and coming back in. The two things on the one fumble that Miles Jack had, that could have been reversed and it didn't do that. But I will say when it comes to calls that one of the most apparent things to me is that I think I'm right with saying this. New England had one penalty for a grand total of 10 yards, whereas the Jaguars had six penalties for 98 yards. So that might be something we can point to.
Yeah, it was a lot of calls against New England and I mean against Jacksonville. Here's the thing. That it's a lot of times it's about the key call at the key point of the game. If you remember in that game, I don't know if you saw this part, but New England, they said it on the NFL today. Boomer Esiason and all of them said it was going to be some serious phantom calls in that game that will allow the Patriots to get back in it if they're down. Well, that's exactly what happened because it was a couple of pass interference calls that they got the call on Jalen Ramsey. And I understand that, you know, they was kind of bumping back and forth with each other. But here's the thing. You don't give them that that long of a 30-something yard penalty to put them down there so Tom Brady and them can get in scoring position again. That was one. Then I looked at the other one. If you remember back a few weeks ago when those officials in New York took that touchdown from Pittsburgh, but New England yesterday had the same scenario when Brandon Cooks catches this ball, and I think that was Brandon Cooks, and he hits that ground. That ball hits the ground, and it's just moving all over the place in his hands. Well, they didn't challenge it. They didn't let the play go back. They gave New England that pass. See, it's all kind of calls like that. New England don't need no help. They're already a really good football team, and I just think that's just messed up.
Yeah, I think that's more of a cumulative deal. The pass interference, I thought was pass interference. Now, it was close, maybe, and there was some big – look, there's so much holding and so much hand-checking and so much of contact between DBs and wide receivers all the way down the field. I don't see as much of the after 5 yards that holding call this year as I saw in the last few years. I didn't watch a whole lot of NFL, but I don't see it like I used to see it there. I do agree, though, that the cumulative effect of it, that now we go into every single call thinking because of the pass – that they're going to get the right thing there. I think it's probably more effective than just yesterday's game, but it's hard to go through watching left tackle hold on almost every play, and then they didn't call any of that. You know, didn't call a single hold call against a guy.
Right. One other thing I got for you, I was just kind of looking at, you know, I never really paid attention to Zion Williams that much except for the fact that I was still a few of the dunks that he did. But, I mean, I'm looking at that kid sitting there at the table. And, you know, he's got all the hats up there, whatever, who he's going to pick. And it just really just kind of bothered me a little bit, just to see him smirking there with a little look on his face and everything. I mean, it just really kind of – I mean, I know he's a kid, and I know this is his shining moment, but for him to just string Clemson and all these other teams along like that, and then knowing that it should have just been three hats up there, should have just been North Carolina, Duke, and Kentucky sitting up there, because it just seems like to me – it just left a bad taste in my mouth with him. And I'm like, you know what? Clemson really don't need that. Clemson, they could have used his talent, but when a person has an attitude like that, I mean, you can see the smirk all on his face. So let him go on up there to Duke and let him do what they do up there. But I still say, when you look at it, they still can be beaten. I'll take your comment off the air.
Thank you, Leon. Appreciate the phone call. I don't remember any hats being up there. Were the hats up there?
No, they're under. Well, they were up there, but they were underneath his table. They weren't on the table.
He just had one hat in his thing.
I assume so. He was going to change his mind last minute.
Nah, that wasn't. 654 Roar. Will is in Walhalla, South Carolina. Good morning, Will. How you doing this morning?
Yes, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. I hope you are too.
Yes, sir. Mickey, I was calling. There were a couple of things that that were said over the broadcast that I didn't understand. I know the voice of the Tigers kept saying that Clemson, it was their 200th all-time win in Little John Coliseum. And I noticed in the Independent Mail on Sunday that was repeated. To my knowledge, don't they have a lot more than 200 wins at Little John Coliseum?
Yeah, I think I'm right by saying this. Zach tells me their 200th ACC win. In Little John.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
makes
what I was
sense.
Thinking. They were 200. Yeah, 200 and 157. Yeah. I thought.
Right.
Okay. That's good. How many total wins do they have? Do you have any idea?
I don't have my basketball press guide here in front of me, but I'll try to look that up for you and see. In Little
All
John.
Right. Now, let me say too, I don't much blame Zion Williamson for going to Duke. I think if that's what he wants to do. And it's the best choice for him, that's fine. And I certainly hate that John Trey Graham got hurt.
Yeah, that really does hurt because he chose you. He's part of your family. You know, the other kid didn't. Well, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. That's who you feel bad for. Because in the end, Zion didn't choose your family, and Dante Grantham did choose your family. So he's one of yours. And that's what that's got to be extremely difficult to watch his teammates. And again, I think there will be a little bit of a drawing together us versus them mentality, or, you know, a little adversity draws you closer kind of thing. I think we'll see that. You'd rather have him because of the minutes, the assist. I mean, the little things that the guy was doing You'd rather have him in there, obviously. And he was having a really good year, man. So you give him a lot of credit that for having a great year. I'll look up all of the records here in a second of what happened to Little John. We'll try to get that to you. I see through that look there. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Clemson beats Notre Dame 67-58. We talked very little about the game itself. All we talked about mainly so far is the Grantham injury and the Zion Williams stuff. The game itself, I thought they played very, very good defense. And Notre Dame's not a great offensive team, but they held Notre Dame to 38% from the field, just 25% from three. And then I love this stat right here. Notre Dame shot two free throws the entire game. They're not a dribble, drive, penetration, draw the foul offense, but the fact that Notre Dame had just two free throws in the game I thought was huge. Points in the paint were fairly close. That helped Clemson. Rebounds, Clemson only got out-rebounded by six. That wasn't terrible. The bench points were, as you know, that was a big deal, obviously, and it has been and will continue to be now. So you're one less deep on the bench. Great crowd there at Little John. Give yourself a pat on the back. That was nice to see. The Tigers shoot 44% from the field. That's not terrible. 39% from three. That's not too bad either. And then, again, 12 of 15 with free throws coming down the stretch as well. To me, the biggest baskets, the Mir Sims hitting his only three-pointer, hopefully did two things. One, seal the victory against Notre Dame. Tigers now 16-3, 5-2 in the ACC. Two, give Sims a little confidence. Now, he's not going to be a three-point shooter, but his body looks like, you know, he belongs. And if they can get him to come along defensively, that's going to be an issue. That I think you can see him, you know, his minutes are obviously going to increase with Grantham being out now. I think you'll see David Scarra. His minutes increase now. Maybe Mark Donnell's minutes increase now, depending on how big or how small you want to go with the lineup. But maybe you'll see Clyde Trapp play more and, maybe moving somebody down a little four out look a little bit. You got some options there. When it's all said and done, though, we're talking about the idea that losing a player, a rebounder. I thought Grantham did a great job on the boards in his senior season. A guy who has been maybe your best passer. A guy who was kind of the glue from a leadership standpoint. All those things certainly hurt in losing him. But a nice win. We talked about it now, 16-3 overall, 5-2 in the ACC. Dickie V was there. And because it didn't go, we watched it on TV because we're out of town at the golf tournament till the end there. Nice to see Dabo get in and get a little football time in there. It could have been a great Saturday. And then the Grantham injury and then the Zion news kind of took an awful lot away from that. Were you – let me switch back to his first point to Leon's first point about the NFL. Were you more surprised that the Patriots came from 10 points down in the fourth quarter? You know, there's a lot of talk about Tom Brady's stitches. And it didn't appear to affect him. I thought it was interesting that Belichick said after the game, said, we're not talking about open heart surgery. We're talking about some stitches. Were you more surprised about the 10-point? They were down, B, the 10-point come from behind victory, or C, the Eagles just laying it all over the Vikings 38-7.
Was I more surprised about the Jags or the Vikings game? First of all, I wanted both of those teams to win, so it was a tough weekend for football. Tough week. It's a dark, dark day today.
Well, you mentioned earlier, for New York Giant fans, you hate the Patriots.
Of course you hate the Patriots. Everybody hates
the Patriots. Except for Snaphook. And then B, it's your division rival. I'm going to educate you on something quickly, Zach, and keep that thought because I don't know what's more disappointing.
Educate me.
You know, you need to learn from your SEC brethren. I want to hear a little bit out of you. NFC East, NFC East, NFC East.
Yeah, I'm not.
It just means more than NFC East.
No.
No, you got to pull for your brother, man. It makes the Giants look better. They beat y'all twice this year, didn't they?
They did. The first time was in the regulation. The Elliott kid that kicked forward yesterday was off of the practice squad from the Bengals the week before, and he hit that 61-yarder as time expired, if you recall.
Yeah.
And the second time they just beat us, but it is what it is.
Let me say it. Repeat after me. NFC East.
No.
NFC East.
I hate Dallas. I hate Philadelphia.
Why?
Washington is just there.
Oh, no, man. I thought you could pull it out. So what, were you more shocked that A, the Jags had a 10-point lead, B, the Patriots came back, or C, that the Eagles put it all over the Vikings?
C, that the Eagles poured it on the Vikings.
Did you see in the pregame of walking into the stadium the Twitter stuff of Eagles fans throwing beer cans and beer bottles at Vikings fans in the stadium?
They're the worst. They are the worst.
How about that, man?
There was like...
like people flipping birds and dropping F-bombs and just like throwing stuff
out. They did it on the way in and the way out. They followed the buses on the way out, and there was this crowd like slamming on the sides of them, you know, telling them this, that, the other. Yeah, it was terrible.
What kind of person throws a beer can or beer bottle at somebody because they pulled for another team?
I don't know if Philadelphia is still standing this morning. They were putting Crisco on telephone and light poles so that people wouldn't be climbing them. There was fires in the streets. There's people running around. It was just chaos in Philly last night.
It's always sunny in Philadelphia.
Goodness gracious.
I can tell you that much. I wanted to, when we come back, I want to give you news and notes of the official visits that happened over the weekend with Clemson. Had a couple official visitors in. I do want to tell you about our Numbers Matter segment now. University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. I'll be going to University Colleges today. We've got a friend that lives out there and needs some help with something, so we'll come stop by and see those folks. It's a great friend of ours, and man, he loves living at University Colleges. universitycolleges.com, 784-3400. Hey, the 5-month leases, the 10-month leases, y'all get it. It's the best in the business. It's about $500 a month, which is a great deal. Students, you're looking for a place to live, brand new cottages, check them out across from Ingles. Ingles Crossing looks great. That's where I'll be today. 784-3400. Go by and see those good folks and get that great place to live. As far as Numbers Matter, the Jags lost a playoff game despite not having any turnovers. Did you see that? They didn't have any turnovers in the playoffs, and yet couldn't pull it out. Of course, the Patriots only had one turnover. That's a kind of a controversial turnover. I didn't know what to think about that call. But all in all, no, turnovers were not a factor. Now, in the other game, it was 3-0. That's a number that matters because the Eagles, including a pick six, that led to a big deal that Vikings turned it over three times and the Eagles didn't turn over. Certainly turnovers will be a big factor. They weren't a factor in the first game yesterday. They're a huge factor in the second game. And I think it'll be a big factor in the upcoming Super Bowl in 2 weeks. University College is 784-3400. Ingles Crossing. Everything you need is right there, friends. If you're looking for a great place to live in August, go by and see those good folks. We'll take a break, come back. Two more open phone line segments on a Reaction Monday after this.
At last, the new year is here. What do you see ahead? Happy days and carefree nights?
Credit card bills?
Right, credit card bills.
Looking at months of high-interest credit card bills from all that generous holiday gift-giving? Time to go to Lightstream and get a low-interest rate credit card consolidation loan. Act now to get an even lower rate with our special radio listener discount. Go to Lightstream.com/sports to get rates as low as 5.39% APR with AutoPay. And with average interest rates on credit cards at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands of dollars in interest. Makes the new year a whole lot brighter, doesn't it? The application takes minutes online. There are no fees, and you can have funds as soon as today. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount at Lightstream.com/sports. That's Lightstream.com/sports. Lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Cars cost less than travelers rest. Get a 2017 Focus SE four-door sedan for just $14,999 after rebates, plus tax and tag. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than travelers rest. Save big on a 2017 Focus SE four-door sedan right now at George Coleman Ford. Nearly 90 years in business, cars cost less than travelers rest, and they never charge any dealer fees.
Not all beef jerky is created equal. At the Greenville Jerky Company, we call our beef jerky pasture to pouch because we start with Carolina grass-fed beef, hand-cut the old-fashioned way, and then marinated using local all-natural ingredients. No nitrates, no preservatives, and no junk you can't pronounce. At the Greenville Jerky Company, we make jerky every week to guarantee you the freshest all-natural grass-fed beef jerky. Stop by our store in downtown Greenville and sample one of our 9 amazing flavors. And look for us in better breweries and bottle shops.
My name is Jim Ledford. I'm a nurse.
I'm Della, and I work in the insurance industry. I first heard about the Health Dare from a local radio personality. I was just overweight, unhealthy. My doctor has been really pushing me on cholesterol medicine.
Before the Health Dare, my knee was just killing me.
Jim and I actually decided to take the Health Dare as an anniversary present to one another for our 18th wedding anniversary. Combined, Jim and I together have lost over 100 pounds and over 100 inches.
I don't feel tired all the time. I'm able to get into jeans that I haven't been into in 18 years.
I was absolutely amazed. The Health Dare addressed, I think, every concern. The Health Dare has been incredibly easy. Every person I know that has any health concern, any desire to lose weight, I wish every single person would take the Health Dare.
Book your initial consultation today by going to idaregreenville.com. That's idaregreenville.com.
Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money.
Welcome back. Reaction Monday. A lot of reaction to Zion Williamson going to Duke. A lot of reaction from Clemson Notre Dame. A lot of reaction to Dante Grantham being out for the year. Clemson tomorrow night versus Virginia. Man, that's a big, huge defensive mountain. I guess you could say offensive mountain because your offense is going against the best defense. It's hard. If you've not watched Virginia play basketball, when you watch the game tomorrow night, it's like painful to watch. Grinding out possession after possession, and it's like it's kind of like a Fish concert. Every single possession over and over. You ever been to Fish concert?
I don't get that reference.
Their songs just last forever, and so like each song's like a long, big grind out session, and each song lasts 20 minutes, and they play for 5 hours of just nothing but.
I just know the people that go to Fish concerts are A, very passionate about Fish, the band itself, and B, people I don't want to hang out with.
You know what?
Is that bad to say?
No. It's not. That's good to say. Grateful Dead was kind of that jam band back in my day. Famous for their long jam band concerts.
Dude, you gotta go see Fish.
Do you know what one sober Grateful Dead head dead fan said to the other sober Deadhead fan?
What's that?
Man, this music sucks.
see Fish, man. They're great.
Yeah.
Change your life.
If you take that little tiny little thing they put on your tongue right before you go in there.
Yeah.
It would be an enlightening experience for you.
Talking drugs, folks. This show's taking a turn.
I wanted some Saturday night.
Oh, Zion. What could have been?
My wife had champagne. Like,
did she really buy champagne?
No, we already had it. Oh, we got it. As my other buddy said, the pharmacy was full.
Are you buying champagne regularly? No. Or what was the champagne for?
Somebody gave it to us. We had some mimosas or something.
Mimosas. The God's nectar is what that is.
Yeah, breakfast of champions.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, you got to do that. But no, the thing there was, the comparison there was that Virginia basketball is just so hard to watch. But they win. And I got to tell you, buddy, if you could give me 16-1 and number 2 in the country right now, I take it every day of the week. It's a lot like Georgia Tech football when they're really good with Paul Johnson. You know when they won 11 games that year, won the ACC championship? If you're losing, man, it's like, oh, my God, this stinks. Who in the right mind would go over there and pay money to watch this garbage? It's terrible. It's so hard to watch. If you're winning, you're like, we love our brand. That's who we are. We grind games out.
All about the brand.
It's just, it's hard watching it, man. It's hard watching teams shoot. Again, here's what they've given up in the ACC this year. Boston College scored 58. They won at home by one, 59-58. They beat Virginia Tech at Virginia Tech, 78-52. They beat North Carolina. North Carolina scored 87 against Clemson. They scored 49 against Virginia. Syracuse, 61 in a 68-61 win. They beat NC State, 68-51. The last two games, at Georgia Tech, 64-48. And then Wake Forest, 59-49. Teams score about 50 points a game. So you have 100 possessions and 50 points. It'd just be awful to watch. So, but find a way to play their game and grind something out. Georgia Tech shot 40% from the field. That's not terrible. It's just a slow, grinding game. It's hard to watch. If you're a Virginia fan, though, like you think, Bennett, you think the crowd, you think, man, this is a great coach. We're unbelievable. We're number two in the country. Everything's great. The excitement of Virginia Cavalier basketball. But they're winning, man. Give them credit. Give them credit for that for sure.
Any chance tomorrow?
Zip.
Zero chance?
Oh, I'm back to negative Nelly. That's what people want, buddy.
Come on.
That's what people want. I have prop bets for Tiger Woods this week. There's a bunch of prop bets.
I'm interested.
Is he going to shoot 73 better in the South course? That's one of them.
Yes.
I don't know, man. The South course is pretty tough. But he'll have hopefully make the cut and have two rounds on the South course this weekend.
He'll make the cut.
Because he's back, baby!
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I slipped up for a second. He's terrible. I can't believe he's playing again. He cheated on his wife. He's a bad person. He's got a bad back. His knee, he had knee surgeries. He's a terrible person.
He can't play golf anymore.
Get back to that.
Not a great person.
No, he's not a great person.
But, you know, golf.
Let me put you like this, buddy. You and I were talking about coaching before in our first hour off the air.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about coaches we like and don't like and this and that. Bill Belichick's not a good guy, man. Like, he's not a fun guy to be around. He's not. If Bill Belichick was your neighbor, right?
Yeah.
If you're a huge New England Patriot fan and Bill Belichick was your neighbor, A, you'd be living in a pretty good neighborhood.
Sure.
But B, you still wouldn't invite over him and his wife over to come for dinner with you.
No.
If Pete Carroll...
I like Pete Carroll.
Who's the Seahawks nemesis? The Giant, 49ers.
Yeah.
If you're a 49er fan and you live right beside Pete Carroll, you still invite him over for dinner.
Great guy.
Him and his wife.
Sure.
Great guy.
Sure, sure.
If Pete Carroll ran your local hardware store, you'd be friends with the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you were an enthusiast of great music and Bill Belichick had this unbelievable music collection of vinyl, you still would like wouldn't go want to go over to his house. Like, this is who he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, as a New England Patriots fan, you just want to do it right. I've said this many times. I don't care if my surgeon's a jerk. Just do the surgery right. I've got plenty of friends. Matter of fact, if I never gained another friend in my life, I'd die happy because I have more friends than I deserve, and I have these unbelievable people all in my life. Great people. A lot of them aren't really worth a darn in life and don't do a lot of great things in life, but they're just great, loyal friends who are fun to be around. I don't need any more friends. Do the surgery right. Get the gallbladder out of there. Take the spleen out.
What we're trying to say is win the golf tournament, Tiger. We don't care about anything else.
I don't need Tiger Woods to be some great humanitarian and be a stalwart for how to be a husband.
He didn't cheat on me.
No.
He didn't cheat on me.
No. Yeah, no, he didn't break any vows to me. Look, I have plenty of role models for what kind of husband I want to be. I can look around a bunch of different people, my family, my friends, and say, hey, man, you know what? I look up to that guy as a husband. I want to be like that guy as a father. I want to be that kind of employee. I want to be that kind of employer. I get it. When it comes to watching Tiger Woods, man, I want to see him rip it 338, stuff it in there about 3 feet, can a three-footer, shoot 18 under par, raise a trophy, pump the fist.
I love Fusion Tiger. Fusion Tiger is awesome. Because all of those things are realistic possibilities now. Whereas normal back surgery Tiger, wasn't doing that. Wasn't hitting stingers.
No.
Remember when he first hit that stinger in the Bahamas?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That stung me.
Oh, my.
You will never hear me say this. Hey, Mickey, how'd the surgery go? Oh, it went great, but man, I won't go back to that guy. He's not nice. Did he take out the gallbladder? Yeah. Is it successful? Yeah. How's the pain? Yeah. Great, great guy. I mean, a great, great surgeon. But, oh, he's just not a likable guy. I don't know, man. Like, you think, like, Saban's, like, really likable? Like, you'd want to hang out with Nick Saban?
I feel like Nick Saban, away from football and away from the University of Alabama, is a nice person.
There is no such person, though. There is no away from Alabama football.
But, no, for, like,
away from.
Like, that week he takes off. Like, that 1 week.
No, who knows?
Where we all get the pictures of him and his granddaughter, like, hanging out at the lake.
I feel like the Easter Bunny's a probably pretty good fella, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He's a nice little guy. He hops on. He brings me candy and eggs. It's great.
Yeah. I say that after 8 o'clock. Well, who knows, man? Like, it's it might not ever happen. I don't know. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I mentioned this quickly. Clemson recruiting. They had two official visitors in this past weekend. Leon O'Neill's from Cypress Springs, Texas. He is a terrific safety. He's been committed to Texas A&M. He has already been to Oklahoma. He goes to Georgia this weekend. He visited Clemson officially this past weekend. They want to get one more corner and one more safety. And he is the number 117th player in the country, 4-star. I think Clemson made a big impression on him this weekend. I think the Tigers kind of have a little chance coming down the stretch here. The other official visitor, Matthew Hill from Snellville, Georgia, a 4-star kid who's been an Auburn commitment. Auburn likes him as a wide receiver. Clemson wants him as a safety. And hard to say on this one. I think Auburn had a lead going in. Not sure. So they want one more safety. I think they might take both if they could get them. But one more safety. It's hard following the cornerback stuff here, but let me give you two names. Tayon Palmer from Marshfield, Georgia, who's been to NC State, Nebraska. I think Clemson, Notre Dame, Alabama might get a visit. Vanderbilt kind of got a visit there. Who knows how the last visit is going to turn out. 3-star, who's a former Duke commitment, but has blown up here in the month of January. And then here's a new name for you. Ready for this one? Mario Goodrich, Lee Summit, Missouri, number 95 player in the country, former Nebraska commitment, LSU, Georgia, Clemson, Ole Miss, kind of fighting it out there. The Tigers want one more cornerback, one more safety. They would take Richard Garage, the Tampa offensive tackle, who's number 80 in the country overall, the number 8 offensive tackle in the country. It's now Clemson, Auburn, Florida, Ole Miss. Who knows if he goes to Auburn because Herb Hand has left Auburn to go to Texas. Who knows if Florida can get him. He's a one-time Florida commitment. I don't know what to think on this one. This is one that they would take. They're not going to take any other offensive lineman, I don't think. And then finally, Justin Ross. You just got to fight off the huge uphill battle of going into Alabama and getting a 5-star. Phoenix City wide receiver was at Alabama this weekend. They had 40,000 people at their national championship celebration and 12 official visitors in there and made a big, big, big impression on him, obviously. And he was hosted by Tua. Hey, think about this for a second, Zach. You go into the recruiting period and you think you got a lead on a kid because Jalen Hurts is a quarterback, can't throw it in the ocean from the beach. They bring in Tua in the second half. They throw it all over the yard. Here's a wide receiver who sees a new offense with Tua. They have a new offensive coordinator. You felt pretty good because Derek Ainsley, his recruiter, left to go to the NFL.
Sure.
You feel pretty good because they're replacing with Brian Daboll, who left to go back to the NFL. You don't know who the quarterback – you know who – I mean, I guess it's going to be Loxley's their coordinator. You don't know who the other offensive coaches are going to be. You know that Nick Saban's not going to sling it all over the yard. But now you're they bring in Tua as their official visitor host, and you're like, oh, And they're bringing on a national championship weekend with 40,000 people in Tuscaloosa celebrating. 22 of the last 23 five stars in the state of Alabama have stayed in the state. That's an uphill battle, man.
Yeah, you don't love those odds.
I used to.
But you fight it.
When Zion ripped my heart out.
You fight that fight. You fight the good fight.
Yeah, but now I say,
yeah, it's a little different there, pal. It's Clemson football we're talking about. It's Clemson football we're talking about. There's some heavyweights throwing around.
Let me get Pete and Charlotte before our final break of the show. Hey, good morning, Pete. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. I think we should declare a day of mourning for all these. I mean, all these Hall of Famers, going back to Bird and Magic and the guys before that, and now you got all your current Hall of Famers still playing, Westbrook and Harden and Curry, James. I mean, all these guys, I mean, absent Kyrie Irving, for not having the opportunity to play for Coach K for a year or two in college, they had to wait for the Olympics to come around. I mean, I really feel for these guys. I had no idea how emotionally scarred these guys were for not having that opportunity until I watched that announcement yesterday. And I just really, really feel for those guys for not having that opportunity. And good for Zion that he will have that opportunity. And those guys never will and never would be the same. And I always wonder why when you see Kyrie Irving, there's some spark in his interview that his life is somehow fulfilled while all those other guys had to wait for the Olympics to still play for that guy.
Kyrie Irving, how many games did he play at Duke?
I don't know, but it was enough for the brotherhood to sink in, and for forever he'll forever be different than all those other guys who had to suffer by not having that opportunity.
He played eight games. Yeah, he played eight games at Duke. Yeah,
eight games.
Apparently, as well, Pete, he went to the Duke geography class where they taught him that the world was flat.
Absolutely. Good day, gentlemen.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the phone call. He played eight games at Duke, and he's part of the brotherhood.
Part of the brotherhood. Coach K knows everybody, so he can get in anywhere he wants to.
Yeah. Let me be clear about this.
I'm so happy for Zion.
If Cherokee Parks is in the brotherhood, then go ahead and just wipe me on out of the brotherhood. If Bobby Hurley's in the brotherhood, nah, I don't want to be in the brotherhood. If Christian Leitner's in the brotherhood, nah, I don't want to be part of the brotherhood.
Grayson Allen,
nah, I don't want to be part of the brotherhood.
I'm so fake happy for Zion.
You know what? I'm not. He's the enemy now.
So fake happy for him.
I'm not happy for him. He's the enemy. He didn't choose your family. He chose another family.
So fake happy.
There's one big recruiting tool that Mike Krzyzewski used with Zion Williamson.
What's that?
He said, hey, bud, you come here. At least you want to play with Grayson Allen.
That's true.
I mean, these other guys had to play with him the last couple of years. You don't have to play with Grayson Allen.
Can't wait to watch him average 8 points a game.
This is it's a big recruiting tool there.
Good for him.
I don't know, man. It's the brotherhood. Pasty white,
go
transparent, goofy.
Go Dukies. Yeah.
Text my extraordinary says Danny Ferry. If you give me the Danny Ferry brotherhood, I'll pass in the brotherhood. Rat face.
Jeez. Oh, jeez.
Mickey Krzyzewski up there cussing the referees.
Goodness.
Oh, yuck. I don't want part of your brotherhood. Stick to football there, bro. Let me know how it works out for you, Cutcliffe.
Big time football up there. That's why he's going.
Yeah. He was telling other recruits that committed to Clemson to come to Clemson.
Ouch. Where does Clemson go recruiting-wise in basketball now?
I don't know, man. I just say we'll never be able to sign anybody ever again and might as well not even recruit anymore.
We should probably ask Paul that at some point this week.
I would say cornerback, safety, offensive line, and wide receiver.
Fantastic.
Let me tell you about Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Our good friends at Prime Lending want to help you when it comes to your next mortgage, when it comes to if you're buying a home. I got to tell you, man, there's competition. You know this. You know what I'm talking about. You see the ads out there for other people. You know there's competition. I'll tell you this, that when you go to Prime Lending, you're going to see a completely staff that's just completely into you and will act like you're the last customer on earth, your most important thing to ever walk through their door, most important phone call you've ever had, most important email they've ever gotten. And then in the end, you're going to see an unbelievable staff that's going to walk you through the entire complicated process and make it simple. The best communicators make it simple. It's our great friends at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Do what I did. I refinanced, and I wish I'd done my first mortgage with them. I know I did my refinance. I know I did a remodel. They're the best in the business. PrimeLendingSC.com. We'll take a break. Come back. It's the Mickey Plotter Show. More right after this.
If it's on the water, it's at the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. I'll be live with Road Rage Friday, January 26th from 3 to 7. See the latest boat models from fishing to personal watercraft. It's bigger than ever. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show.
What business doesn't like to save a little money where they can? Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to do just that. Whether you need LED tube lights, $4 after rebate, LED high bay fixture, $79 after rebate, parking pole light, $99 after rebate, or 6-inch down lights, $4 after rebate, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you with a verification of your business Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. Call now at 864-401-8506 or email sales at CruteLED.com.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. You will need to change your card to a federally approved Real ID to use it for air travel and access to federal facilities. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a Real ID license online. Required documents on file with the SCDMV, driving privileges in good standing, and a regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
If you dream of owning your own business but are overwhelmed at where to start or what to do, call JanPro. Whether it's extra income or starting a new career, JanPro will guide you, train you, support you the whole way. Just listen.
They set you up so when you do go out, they don't set you up to fail. They set you up to succeed.
As a unit, it makes everybody successful. And I think that's what it is about JanPro. As a unit, they want to be successful.
Call 485-3053 or online at jan-prowc.com.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Breaking the news.
The Davidians.
David Koresh.
Full-blown war.
This Wednesday, Paramount Network brings you the inside story of the shocking siege in Waco, Texas, with a six-part television event.
Please stop! There are women and children in here!
Starring Michael Shannon, John Leguizamo, and Taylor Kitsch as David Koresh.
To play this guy who's the most complex guy I've ever played in my life, it's incredible.
You came here to be tested. This is a test.
Waco, a six-part television event, premieres Wednesday at 10 on Paramount Network.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
So, who did you wake up with?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
This is
final segment of the show here on Reaction Monday. Tony Morrell joins us tomorrow. Sam Blackman on Wednesday. Paul Strelo on Thursday. With Brad Burnell on Thursday as well. I don't even know. That, what do we say? After, I should know this. Clemson basketball has Virginia on Thursday, on Tuesday, and then the what? At Georgia Tech? Yeah. So we'll ask Brad about Georgia Tech coming up when we visit with him on Thursday. 654 Roar, our Northern Communication. Hoss checks in the final segment. And Anderson. Good morning, Hoss. How you doing?
Doing good. Got a few things.
All right.
Watching pro football this weekend, it really hit me how much more offenses are starting to look like college offenses than the pros.
That's a good point.
A lot of 4 and 5 wide receiver sets, read pass option, read option, rocket toss, tunnel screens. Just a lot of stuff that you see in college ball, or we've been seeing. But, you know, it's still, even if you're in a 4 or 5 wide receiver set or 4 receiver set, you try to run the ball, it's hard sledding in the pros.
Yeah, I agree with that. I saw that, yeah, this weekend. We saw a lot of that, and it's like, as good as Fournette and Yeldon are, you got to find creative ways to do it, and you got to run the ball when they don't expect you to run the ball, because, man, running it in any kind of running situation, you can't do it. I don't care. You're just not good. As good as offensive lines are, you just can't do it. The defensive line and linebackers are too good.
Second of all, you know, there were a lot of people who I saw taking people to task online for saying they weren't going to pull for Zion while he was at Duke. And I don't intend to pull for him while he's at Duke. What's the big deal about that?
Yeah. He made his bed. I don't pull for the team that he chose. I'm not going to pull for him. I'm not going to pull for his teams. That's his brotherhood's different than my brotherhood.
I don't wish anything bad on him.
No. I hope he's healthy.
I don't have to pull for him.
No. You're right about that.
And then the third thing is, since he apparently has this one-and-done mindset like a lot of people, a lot of the great players seem to have shown over the last few years, to me it's not something to really worry about that he didn't pick Clemson or South Carolina, because if he's only going to be there for a year, I mean, how could that transform your program, let's say at Clemson?
Well, the thought, the hope there, and again, now who knows, it might have been a disaster. You know, Clemson basketball, when Jerron Blossom game came back, everybody thought it was a good thing. As it turned out, it wasn't a good thing. It didn't work out. The chemistry wasn't great, and they didn't play very, you know, lost a bunch of close games and all that. But the hope was, on the positive side, was that, you know, it creates some buzz. It gets a bunch of followers. You get to showcase your program. And then the next time there's a one-and-done guy out there, a guy who thinks he's a 5-star guy out there, maybe, hey, look, we did it with this guy. We can do it with the next guy. We can show you that we've had success in this in the past. We developed this, and you can come and do the same thing. But, you know, who knows?
Take it easy.
Thank you, Hoss. Appreciate the phone call. If he came in and it didn't work and he had to go 2 years or 3 years and he wasn't a great, then he go, well, y'all couldn't develop. And you had everything to him and you couldn't develop. And it would hurt you down the road. You know, you'd love to have that chance, though. In other words, I think that's what everybody would hope for and want for. But you'd love for that to be whether that chance. It just feels like for Clemson fans, there was this buzz and excitement that you just don't normally see. In basketball, you've got to create something. And you look at to me, there's been 4 successful stints in my lifetime of Clemson basketball. That early mid-70s, where Skip Wise created a buzz and Tree Rollins created a buzz. Good to see Tree in the building. Oh, by the way, somebody in Clemson basketball, hire Tree Rollins. He coached NBA for years, and he wants to get back to the program. He just graduated. Somebody hire the guy over there now. Give him some sort of position over there now. He wants to come back. So make that work somehow, some way. On the second part, though, where was I going with this, Zach? What was I talking about?
No, I have no idea what you're doing.
Good to see him back in the building.
You're excited? Oh, the excitement level in Clemson basketball.
Oh, the four different times.
Yeah.
That was the first one. Bill Foster had a great team there in 1980 with Billy Williams and Moose Campbell and Larry Nance and Bobby Conrad. But Billy Williams had a great NCAA tournament. You made it to Elite Eight. That was some buzz there. Cliff Ellis won the regular season ACC with Eldon Campbell and Horace Grant and Dale Davis and some of those guys. You had, well, Dale and Davis and Horace Grant maybe on the team, but Grayson Marshall, who had on the show many times now, and he felt good about that. Rick Barnes had a little buzz with a couple of Sweet 16 teams, and then Oliver Purnell going to the ACC championship game. There was some buzz. All those guys created that positive energy. The last two guys did it in the way you have to do it nowadays with some branding. Rick Barnes did it with that Slab 5 branding of the toughness of the program. That was the identity of the program, toughness. Slab 5. Nobody wanted these guys, and here they are out there fighting their guts out. Oliver Purnell did it by branding the program in that 94-foot game, pressure you when he got off the bus, trapped you all day long and turn it into a track meet up and down and fun to watch. And that's what branded it. And that's what Zion, I thought, represented was the branding of it. Here's this dunk machine going to come in and create this buzz and come some basketball again. But that's what was at stake, at least for me. Now, again, go to win some more games this year, find a replacement for Dante. Go to the ACC tournament, win a couple of ACC tournament games, go in the NCAA tournament for the first time in 7 years, whatever, win a game or two, feel good about it. You can create your own buzz there. But Zion was like that automatic credibility buzz that now people were going to be excited about it. Clemson basketball would have been a brand that people wanted to watch.
Yep.
That's what was at stake Saturday night, and that's what you could close on. And finally, I'll mention this, like as Paul Shiela mentioned, getting that final step, getting the thing home, closing that final little deal in there is the toughest part of it. You got in the game, you got in it, you ran it right there in the middle of it, right in the lead up pack of it, led by a mile and a half according to a stepdad, and then you couldn't quite close it. And that hurts, man, knowing that you were that close and you couldn't close the deal. That's what stings you if you're a Clemson basketball fan. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. And call him at 292-3001. And get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. If you make one phone call today, if you're like me, you just had this direct draft out of your checking account. You don't even know what you pay. Like, I have to look it up sometimes. Just do some comparative shopping today. 292-3001. It's my good friend, Brad Hughes. Today, I forgive the Eagles fans who are gobbling up tickets. You know, if you're a Patriots fan, you've been to 10 of these now. You've been to 8 under Belichick and Brady, so it's not that big of a deal. Eagles hadn't been in a while, but someone just bought on StubHub, someone just bought 4 tickets to the Super Bowl behind the Patriots bench.
Mm-hmm.
$80,000. Man.
What?
Yeah. 4 tickets. Now, that's fees and everything.
This is, you know, all of it together is $80,000.
Yep. 4 tickets.
So $20,000 a piece.
Yeah, and that includes fees now. But 50-yard line right behind the Patriots bench. Just bought this here this morning.
Goodness gracious.
$80,000.
Good for them, I guess.
That's a football fan there.
Did he put that on one card?
I don't know.
Can you imagine having an $80,000 credit limit on a card?
Yeah. There's a couple of them don't have any limits. Like there's some American Express, one of them colors I don't have in my wallet.
Colors I don't even know about.
what's some of those Discover cards, whatever you get money back on?
Yeah.
Like 2% or something?
Yeah.
It's pretty good to get money back on.
No,
on
sure.
Yeah,
sure.
You got to really worry about what card you're putting on, honey. Skip the music. What do you have for me over there? The only Z around here anymore?
Yeah, no, really exciting times for American tennis. I don't know if you've been following the Australian Open at all.
No.
There's a gentleman down there from the state of Tennessee. He's the last American left in the tournament.
His name is kind of like Davy Crockett.
His name is Tennis Sandgren.
No.
His first name is T-E-N-N-Y-S. It's pronounced tennis. And he is in the quarterfinals of the Australian Open. Unranked American player. He's beaten the number 9 player in the world in Stan Wawrinka in straight sets. And then last night, he beat the number 5 player in the world, Dominic Thiem, in 7. So making a bit of a run down there in Australia.
I love it, man. Very good. Tennis. Easy to remember that one. Mm-hmm. Hey, my buddy Sean Fine, how you doing over there?
I'm doing pretty good, and yourself?
Good, man. Good deal. You got a 2-minute drill for me?
Yes. So today in 1946, President Truman created the CIA.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that. Truman was an interesting character. I watched a little Manhattan Project the other day. That was pretty interesting. My 2-minute drill quickly, Eric Newton, for all of your real estate needs, EricNewton.com. Hey, you're looking for anything in this Clemson area? The guy who can help you out is EricNewton.com. I want to go back to one of Zach's tweets. The National